Good morning to our large crowd. We will call the September 9th, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing is approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, Council. I do have one recommended amendment to the agenda. Under executive session, we can strike job applicant qualifications and personnel. We are going to have to reschedule that item for a future meeting. So strike job applicants, app qualifications, and personnel.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of August 12th, August 19th, August 22nd. Any questions, concerns on those minutes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved.
Correspondence.
Mrs. Lang was busy.
Correspondence.
Reading of correspondence.
Yeah.
Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I have a letter from the YMCA. Dear Sussex County Council, on behalf of the Board of Governors, the staff, and entire membership of the Sussex Family YMCA, thank you for your generous gift of $1,000 to the Strong Kids campaign. Sincerely yours, Laurie Weeks, Executive Director.
And Council?
Yeah,
Mrs. Deaver?
I do have something that it's correspondence that I heard this morning. Evidently, a lot of folks in my district and Sam's in Lincoln are having trouble with these motorcycles, special motorcycles that are very, very loud, and they're traveling in packs very, very, very fast on the Fleetown Road in the Lincoln area. And I'm very concerned about it. And the descriptions I heard of the danger of that is very serious. So I'm going to, you know, ask for some help on that and get that to the attention of the police.
Okay. Anything else from Council? We have a consent agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. There are three items under the consent agenda. They are all three wastewater agreements listed below and were contained in the packet. Since this is a consent agenda, we would be approving all the items 1, 2, and 3 under the consent agenda, and I would look for a motion from a member to approve the items listed under the consent agenda.
Entertain a motion.
Yes.
Got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for September 9th, 2014. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet September 15th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Lakia Turner, Director, Delaware Medicare Assistance Bureau, will be speaking on current topics with Medicare in Delaware. The Advisories Committee's Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet that day at 11:30. Copy of the agenda for both meetings is attached. Item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheets, Hunter's Walk and Senators Phase 2A received substantial completion effective August 15th and September 3rd, 2014, respectively. Item number three, attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for August 2014. There were 18,842 total calls handled for the month of August. Of those 911 calls, 83% were made from wireless phones. And finally, item number four, Sussex County officials and representatives of the fire, EMS, and law enforcement communities will gather this Thursday, September 11th, to unveil an important public safety initiative. The announcement will be made at 11 a.m. at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, located at 21911 Rudder Lane near the Sussex County Airport. The event will outline a new initiative to enhance public safety and potentially save lives in Sussex County. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant is Mount Joy Civic Association. They're requesting $500 to purchase school supplies for the children in their low-income community. Mm-hmm. Last grant received was $750, which was $500 from Ms. Stever and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
I think you could repeat that, Mr. Phillips, because it is for school supplies, not for parties.
That's fine.
Okay.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $700, $750.
Mm-hmm.
$500, Mrs. Deaver's Council Mac account, $250, Mr. Phillips' Council Mac account, for the Mount Joy Civic Association for community back-to-school supplies.
Thank you.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and thank
Cole.
You.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Primeros Pasos is requesting support for their learning center in Georgetown, where 95% of their students are from low-income families. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past council member grants for this organization. Mr. Wilson had placed it on the agenda.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, okay. Mr. Wilson?
Did I put that on the agenda?
Yes, yes. Sir.
It's a letter from Mr. Baker.
Okay, yes. Dave Baker.
Okay. I make a motion, y'all give $500 a piece.
Oh.
Well, that's what he said, so it's for the whole county. Isn't that the letter?
Where is this located?
From in Mr. Georgetown.
No, it's not.
It's a preschool. I mean, it's just
it's Mr. George. Baker's, him and his wife and all of them are board members.
That's all right.
He's the one sent the letter.
It's Georgetown, I think.
No, sir, it's not.
Where
the preschool is located in Georgetown.
The preschool is in Georgetown?
Yes.
Do the children come countywide, or you don't know that?
I do not know the statistics of within.
I got enough requests in my own district, right. Sam, for preschool.
Put it back on the agenda next week.
Yeah. It's worthy, may I
we'll
say.
We'll defer till next week.
Yeah, it's not that it's not worthy.
I've been to events.
In the meantime, Mrs. Jennings, you can find out if the children come over the county or where
sure.
they come from.
Sure, I can do that.
I've been there and with Dave and his wife, and there are about maybe 20 children. That's about it.
Next.
Okay, the next one is the GFWC's Wanandale Women's Club. They're requesting $1,500 to help with the repair costs that were incurred due to a flood in the basement of the historical building. This building was built in 1898 and is on the National Register of Historical Buildings. Last grant received was $600 from Ms. Deaver.
Well, I'll do that again. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson, mm-hmm. to grant $600 from Mrs. Deaver's Council Mac account to the Swanandale Women's Club for building repairs to their clubhouse
building,
I guess.
Historic building.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would get the motion carried. Opposed any ordinances, Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. We do have some. The first one is in Council District Number 3, and it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 3.74 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Todd Fisher.
I'll introduce it.
Did Deaver introduce it?
The next one is also Ms. Deaver's district, District Number 3, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a barbecue vendor to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 73 acres more or less, and it's filed on behalf of Hopkins Farm Creamery, Inc.
I'm going to have to look at that. Do they need 700 acres for that? 73. I'm sorry. 73. Well, whatever. I'll introduce it, and then we'll take a look at it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And next one is in Mr. Cole's district, District Number 4, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a facility for wedding ceremonies and receptions to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 1.683 acres, more or less, and it's filed on behalf of, it appears to be Jovid, that's J-O-V-I-D, Venture, LLC.
Yeah,
And the next one is Ms. Deaver's District Number 3, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinary practice to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 32,671 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of Christina Abramowicz, A-B-R-A-M-O-W-I-C-Z.
Good luck. I'll introduce it, and I want something special for all the ones in my district.
Mrs. Deaver,
on the coupons or something special.
Okay, and next one is also Ms. Deaver's district. District number 3, an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a distillery with tours, tasting, retail to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,523 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of Beach Bum Distilling.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Devine, introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Phillips' district, number 5, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 21,923 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of Elizabeth A. Brinton.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
And the last one is likewise in Mr. Phillips' district, number 5, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 23.37 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Hale Trailer, Brake and Wheel.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Case will be brought before council. Mr. Guy? We're a little out of order here, but we'll... Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. What I'm about to talk about is not on the agenda, but I would like to see it on the agenda in a future date to discuss it. And that is the problem with these tires, these piles of tires all over the county, not only big ones, but small ones. There's a simple way to solve that problem. When you put it on the agenda, I'll be glad to explain it to you.
Entertain a motion now to go into executive session for land acquisition.
Right.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
He's threatening.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought he was threatening me. Sorry.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Don't anybody look at this.
Mr. Lawson, are you staying up here?
Oh,